I'm here with Georgia Ackerman, Executive Director of Riverkeeper. Georgia, what is Riverkeeper and what is your mission and purpose?
Apalachicola Riverkeeper is part of the Waterkeeper Alliance. As Riverkeeper, our job is to be the voice of the river. So we advocate on behalf of the health of the Apalachicola River and Bay. So in short, we're stewards of this water system.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Apalachicola River Basin, its floodplains and its habitants.
The Apalachicola River is Florida's largest river in volume of flow. It's Florida's largest forested floodplain in the state. A lot of folks don't know that. The Chipola River is a tributary of the Apalachicola River, so a lot of folks are familiar with those particular springs in the Mariana Cavern State Park area. The Apalachicola River is part of the greater Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint River systems. The Chattahoochee and the Flint River come out of Georgia and meet up at Lake Seminole and come to the confluence to form the Apalachicola River. So the river flows from Chattahoochee, Florida, on the Florida side, down to the Gulf of Mexico. The health of the Apalachicola River and Bay are very connected. The freshwater flow feeds the Apalachicola Bay and its estuary, which also supports the eastern Gulf of Mexico. So the river, its health, and the entire floodplain are very important to the state of Florida, as well as to both the commercial and recreational fishing industry of the eastern Gulf of Mexico, a big part of Florida.
Do they use the water at all for human consumption?
Parts of the watershed, yes. So, for example, in Port St. Joe, Florida, the drinking water comes off an intake canal off the Chipola River.
Tell us a little bit about the Florida Department of Oil and Gas Program has issued final permits to Chola Petroleum for 6 exploratory oil and gas wells. Where are those going to be, and why is Riverkeeper opposed to that, and what effect will that be for our state?
Apalachicola Riverkeeper did submit comments of opposition to Cholla's 6 oil and gas permit applications when those were submitted. Those went to the state in September of 2018. The permits have been under consideration until December of 2019, when the oil and gas program at DEP did approve those permits. Those 6 permits, there are 4 pads, there would be 6 wells. Those wells are all located in the Apalachicola floodplain between the Dead Lakes, Apalachicola River, and Chipola River. There's a lot of reasons to be extraordinarily concerned about onshore drilling when it's in an area where you can have connected aquatic habitat during high water events. And so the concern we have is for potential for blowouts, which could be a catastrophic event, but even other concerns would include transportation issues of crude oil, the hydrochloric acids that are involved with the cleaning of drilling equipment, and other contaminants that can be introduced in the environment and carried by wetlands into the river system. And so those are some of the concerns that we expressed.
Would that affect the drinking water, and would that affect the animals that live in the area?
Onshore oil and gas drilling does pose dangers and threats to wildlife. Drilling operations typically are around the clock, so even in rural and remote areas, you're going to have noises and that type of pollution that can interfere with natural wildlife habitat. As I stated before, in terms of drinking water, the city of Port St. Joe, their drinking water comes off a canal and off the Chipola River, an intake canal, and we did express concerns to DEP about that. In the event that there were contaminants that were introduced to the Chipola River, there is the potential for those contaminants to get downstream.
What are the advantages of having these oil wells to the area? What reasons did the state agree to having these oil wells, and who was for it, and for what reasons?
I've not personally interacted with many folks that support the oil drilling. The concerns and the questions that we have fielded at the Apalachicola Riverkeeper office has been in strong concern or opposition to the oil drilling. If you talk in a general setting, sometimes you'll hear the belief that there's an economic development factor to onshore oil drilling. We've seen that previously in the basin. There was a permit that was allowed a couple years ago also in Calhoun County. That particular well ended up being what's called a dry well, basically they hit bedrock eventually. That argument was going on at the time that there was the potential for economic development in the event that commercial oil is found, commercially viable oil. These are exploratory oil and gas drills. They're not production wells. So in essence, what's happening is an oil company's looking for the oil and gas, looking for commercially viable oil and gas so that they could go to production. So the assumption is if this commercially viable oil or natural gas is discovered, there'd be a second phase of permitting to allow such. We've had that happen in this area for close to 30 years, where we'll have companies come in and look around for oil and gas and it's not been found. So part of our argument to the state was that the applicant hasn't really met that criteria. By statute, you have to really demonstrate that commercially viable oil is out there. And we argued that hadn't been met either, but the permits have been issued nonetheless.
Is it too late to prevent the drilling now that the permits have been granted?
There's a couple different phases of permitting. The state oil and gas program through DEP is in charge of the oil and gas drilling regulation and protocol, if you will. The land use has to be approved by the county. So these permits will still have to go before the Calhoun County Commission for approval for the land use category. We expect that to happen in February. I would encourage people to either continue to watch our website, AppalachicolaRiverKeeper.org, or they can also check in with the Calhoun County website to see when that hearing will be. People are continuing, particularly Calhoun County residents. There are many that are opposed to, that are concerned about the ecology and the economy of the region should negative impacts happen. They're also concerned about downstream users. The city of Apalachicola filed comments of concern with the state, and they also passed a city resolution opposing oil and gas drilling in the floodplain. So people are very concerned. They're very worried about the outcome of the oil drilling. There's also concern that this could attract more exploratory oil drilling in our region, and that would be really troubling.
This is the Forgotten Coast. Why should people who don't live here be concerned about this?
We're in a time of climate shift, and I think most people are aware of that. We also know that the majority of Floridians oppose offshore oil drilling, and that includes many of our elected officials. Onshore oil drilling poses some of the same types of risks to communities as offshore drilling does. We're all very familiar with the Deep Horizon. We're approaching the 10-year anniversary of the Deepwater Horizon spill. And so we have to really protect all of Florida. The Apalachicola River floodplain is one of the most biodiverse places in North America. We're recognized internationally by the United Nations through the what's called the Man in the Biosphere program. Because of species density, we have a floodplain that is very pristine, and so protecting water is important for all of us. It's connected, and oil and gas drilling doesn't fall under the category of protecting. It introduces tremendous risks to both the economy and the ecology of the region. So we would encourage everybody to get informed about the risks of oil and gas drilling so that they can make informed decisions. And the more you learn, the more powerful you become.
Is there anything else that you would like to tell our listeners?
I would encourage folks to visit the Apalachicola River and Bay. We know that when people connect with their natural habitat and understand it better, they're more apt to protect it and care about it. And so it's a really beautiful region, and protecting the ecology of it is good for all of us.
And if they want to learn any more about your organization, how can they get a hold of you?
Our website is pretty simple. It's AppalachicolaRiverKeeper.org.
Thank you very much.